halacha, very interesting halacha this evening. Page 296, Simon Kuf Chaf Dalad, Sif Vav. So yesterday we talked about Baruch HaVashmo, the source for Baruch HaVashmo, why we say Baruch HaVashmo, and why do we say Baruch HaVashmo. And Vav, obviously the next thing is, now don't get, this is in the context of the repetition of Shmon Esrei. So now when the Chazan says a bracha, so then you should answer Baruch HaVashmo, right? It's very distracting. So you should answer Baruch HaVashmo. Now obviously when it gets to the end of the bracha, so V'yanu, the Mechaber says of the top line, Vav. V'yanu amen achar kol bracha. And then after each bracha, the answer amen. Bein osam shiyatsu yedei tefilasan. Bein osam shlo yatsu. Whether the person who's responding fulfilled their obligation of Shmon Esrei, meaning that they were able to daven on their own, or they weren't yotzeh and they're fulfilling Shmon Esrei by, as we said before, listening to the chazan. So if they're listening, again, if somebody that was the original takana, that Chazal made this should be a repetition of Shmon Esrei, so the people don't know how to daven could listen to the chazan and answer amen. So those people who are listening and answering amen, being yotzeh with that Shmon Esrei, have to answer amen too. Doesn't make a difference. And they answer amen with the kavona shi'chaven belibo, and the intent that a person should have when they're answering amen is emes hi abracha shebirech hamavarech ve'ani mamin bezeh. That when you answer amen, you're supposed to have in mind that it's emes, it's true. What this person just said, the person who made the bracha, what he said is true, and I believe it. That's the idea of amen. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains that this idea of amen applies by a thank you bracha, birchos hodah. In other words, like Gal Yisrael or Yishtabach, all those brachas which are giving thanks to Hashem for whatever reason. So you say, yes, I agree that Hashem did these things, I believe it, but but the Mishnah Berurah says when we're talking about tefillah, then there's another aspect to amen. The person should have an amen in mind when they say amen. Emesi vegam ani mispalo shi yuratzon shi kuyam doverze. Then another aspect of amen is you should have in mind that I agree with it, and I want it to come true. I want it to happen. Then the Mishnah Berurah also says that there is another type of amen, and that is that when we talk about something in the future, that something will happen in the future, a bracha about something will happen in the future, so then the amen that you have in mind has to be, yes, I believe it's true, and it should happen soon. Like, b'nei Yerushalayim, whatever the bracha is, we're saying, yes, I believe it, and it's true, and it should happen. So those are all ideas in amen, that we should have an idea in amen, have these ideas in amen. Mishnah Berurah also points out, here again, we're talking about the repetition of Shmon Esrei, right? So you have to be careful, you have to be careful with every amen, as we'll see, but when we say amen for hamachzir shchinas alatzion before modim, so you know we say the modim derabbanan. So you shouldn't say amen modim anachloch. You should pause a little bit between the amen and the modim anachloch, because the amen goes on the bracha, right? That goes on. Yes, I agree that Hashem, and as we just said, and I hope that will come true soon, that Hashem brings back his shchina to its proper place. And then modim is a separate thing. So you shouldn't run them together. Okay, and then another very interesting Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, again, this halacha is true in our context, but it's also true any case, whenever you hear a bracha, you have to answer amen. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens, it's an interesting case, what happens if you have to answer amen on two things? So what do you do? So first, Mishnah Berurah says you say amen, amen. You say amen twice. So one goes on one and one goes on the other. But he says it's better to say amen ve amen. It's better to say amen ve amen. That's better. Okay, I just want to show you Zion very quickly. And this is going to be an incredible discussion of Mitzvah Shem after Shabbos on Sunday, Mitzvah Shem B'lein Erev. Lo yasiach sichas chulin b'shash chazar sashatz. Shashatz chazar hatfila, excuse me. That person shouldn't speak, shouldn't say anything extraneous, shouldn't talk a mundane talk while the chazans were paying Shmon Esrei. Baruch Hashem, in this shul we don't have this problem. But, you know, sometimes you go to other places, see, you know, well, I did Shmon Esrei, right? He's repeating Shmon Esrei, you know. All sorts of things go on. Vim sach. And if a person did speak, hu chote v'gadol avano min so, that this person is considered a chote, a sinner, and that sin is too big to be bared. The gorimbo, and the person has to be admonished. Now, if that's not enough for you, look at this Ramah. The Ramah says, V'yelamed bonav haktanim. A person should teach his young children, Shianu amen. That they should answer amen on a bracha. Mrs. Flackman told me that the twins do that one. She told me a beautiful story about that. So now you'll see why. Now you'll see why. Key, besides that you have to, as we just saw, that a person's obligated to answer maintaining a bracha. But besides that, key, because the Ramah says, because miyad shehatino one amen, as soon as a child answers amen, yesh lo chelek olam haba. The child has a portion in the world to come. Okay? And Meretz Hashem, we'll see on Sunday, B'lein Neder. The Marsham disagrees with this. Well, we'll see. He brings in a machlokas about this. We'll see an incredible B'lein Neder, if I remember, somebody remind me, incredible tshuva Ramosha about this. About when is a child zocha to Olam Haba? When's the earliest moment? So the Ramah at least is saying they have to answer Amen. We'll see an incredible tshuva by Ramosha in Yoredei HaChelukim. Rachanai Ben Akash.